get promos and discounts from Filipino startups. Check out our partners at the description.
Arcage is a top developer on the Hive blockchain, responsible for multiple applications including Hive SQL, Hive Buzz, Hive Auth. Hi Arcage, welcome to the Startup Podcast. I'm very honored to have you here. How are you?
Hello Jenny, thank you. I'm all good. Thanks a lot for welcoming me in your podcast. It's my pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, I'm very honored to have you. And you're actually a developer of many projects. You're like compiling them all in Hivechain.app, right? So can you know about these projects that you make? Maybe you can give a short introduction, especially of those three that I mentioned, Hive SQL, Hive Buzz, Hive Auth.
Yeah. Hive SQL is the first project I made on top of the old times the Steam blockchain, but no Hive blockchain. You know the story. Project I made because when I went to when I discovered the blockchain, what was interesting to me is to know what's under the hood, and so the best thing to do that is to collect the data coming from the blockchain, to put them in a database where it's easier to throw queries about anything you want to know to get the information. And then I decided to make that database public so everyone could use it. And today it's one important tool of the blockchain. A lot of apps, a lot of users use Hive SQL to gather information on what's going on the blockchain and to produce statistics or even to make their apps run.
Yeah, how about Hive Buzz?
Hive Buzz was my second project. I'm a fan of gamification. I like to have fun. So I decided to create a project to incentivize users from the community to stay committed to the social component of the Hive blockchain. So mainly, Hive Buzz is a project where we analyze what people are doing on the blockchain, and we try to motivate them to do a bit more. For example, when you make your first post, you get a badge saying, "Ah, congratulations! You made your first post. Let's try to do more." It's the same for upvote. Same for comments. On top of that, we do some events like the World Cup, for example, where people can have fun together, betting on the World Cup is for coming and get badges. And events when we do such event, they can earn tokens, Hive or HBD. The main goal is to have, and we do a power up event every month, even every day, where we invite people to power up, so to stake their Hive, and they may receive a delegation, Hive Power delegation from Hivebuzz. So it's a win-win. I would say it's a matter of fun. Just have fun by doing things and incentivizing people to continue to use Hive blockchain.
Yeah. And before I ask much more questions, can you know more about Hive Auth?
Yeah. So Hive Auth is my last project. The thing is that I'm always worrying about security. And I've seen many users losing their keys and having their account hacked and then losing money. The thing is that when you want to transact on the Hive blockchain, you need to sign transaction, and to do so, you need to use your key. It's like a PIN code, you know? And sometimes they connect to a website that is built on top of the Hive blockchain, and they need to sign the transaction they will do. And so they will need to use their private key. And some website ask user to enter their private key into the website. And this is a source for hacking, because you never know what the website will do with the information you have entered into. And there were a lot of scam around that, with fake website asking for private keys, and then user go to this fake website, they enter the private key, and then they lose it. So I was really concerned about that. I first made a project which is named Hive Recovery that help user to recover your account, because on the Hive blockchain there is a very nice feature: when you lose your key, when you lose control on your account, if created it properly, you can recover your account. But that doesn't always work, because sometimes people don't set up the recovery process correctly. So to avoid that, my main goal was to prevent user from using their private key on any website. And that was really difficult, because if you use a mobile application, then you need to enter your private key into the mobile application in order for this app to interact with the blockchain. I wanted to avoid that. So I created a project which is Hivevolve. The idea is to have some kind of middleware between the application, any application, an application on a mobile device, a website, or even a bot. And then an application you have on your mobile that you trust, and where you put your private keys. Then each time the app you use on a website or on your mobile want to sign a transaction, it will ask Hivevolve, hey, here there is user Archange that want to sign this kind of transaction. And then on your mobile, using your Hivevolve app or keychain mobile app, you will get a pop-up saying, oh, there is Archange that want to sign a transaction. Do you approve it? And then you say, okay, I agree, I approve it. And then your mobile signs the transaction and broadcasts it. So you will never, never anymore enter your private key anywhere. So you just set up your Hivevolve compatible app onto your mobile. You put your private key once and you're done. And you will never show it to anyone. For user, they may not even know they are using their private key, because let's say they create an account, they scan a QR code, the QR code put the private keys into the app, and they are done. So it makes things way easier to use and way more secure. Yeah. Mm. Especially for the authentication process. We you know, on the Hive blockchain, you have one account with different private keys. And with this only one account, you can use several apps. So you can go to Splinterlands, you can go to PigD, Essensage, TravelFeed, TreeSpeak, Dbus, with the same account. You know that. But then the only thing you have to remember and to take care of is your account name. And that will be the only information you will provide to any website when you want to authenticate. So you go to TreeSpeak, for example, you just type Archange. Archange is an information that is public. I don't care if you steal it. I don't care. And then I click on the login button and I will get a pop-up on my mobile phone and I will approve my login onto that website. Yeah, that was the idea of the project. Yeah.
These are actually very useful tools for you're doing in the Hive blockchain. It's like these are like tools for the internet space, and you're like doing them specifically for the Hive blockchain. Now, I have a lot of questions. I mean, hearing this story on how you made the apps, later I'll ask, I mean, about your life as a developer, your motivations for building these apps. But first, let's go to like these tools that you've developed. Of course, you made them for the other DApp founders in the Hive blockchain. For example, as you mentioned, for TreeSpeak, for Dbuzz, for ESNC, for TravelFeed, they can actually use these tools that you make. So can we go first to that? Like, how specifically can these founders or these creators of other apps in the Hive blockchain specifically use these tools that you make?
So I made this tool especially for app builders. For example, with Hive SQL, when you need to know something. On top of the Hive blockchain, you have API nodes, which are server you can query. But the thing is that there is a limited number of questions you can ask those APIs, because the questions you can ask are predefined. With Hive SQL, you can ask anything. I would like to know which user made a post about startups last month and which also got at least 10 upvotes on it, for example. And then you build your query, you throw it. So for app developers, that's a very useful tool because, let's say, for example, you develop a financial application. Then you need the query about financial events that are occurring on the blockchain. It's up to you to define what's your scope or what's your app scope. And then you use a tool like RSQL to fetch information, only the information you need instead of having to stream the whole blockchain to find the information you are looking for. HiveAuth is also a useful tool for app builders because they no more need to store a list of user and their password for their application. Let's say, for example, Gmail. Gmail has to store every email address, but they also have to store the password of the user. And then you need to secure that information. We know about websites that have been hacked, where the hacker got access to sensitive information and they got the password of the user. With HiveAuth, that's absolutely impossible, because the only thing that an app will store is the username, Archange or Jenny, if you have a Hive account. I hope you have a Hive account.
Yeah, I have.
Perfect. But then the app only need to store the account name, nothing more. So they don't have to implement password management, security for this kind of sensitive information. And it's way more easy for them to authenticate the user. They have just to ask for one username.
Yeah. Hearing this, I actually remember a few other projects, not on the Hive blockchain. Like, for example, some people also do similar things, but on another blockchain. Like, I remember for the Ethereum blockchain, there are quite similar query mechanisms or query apps or tools that you can use to get data on any data, any information that you need on the blockchain. And I also remember some similar, or as you've said, like a similar authentication tool for maybe in Web2 or in our traditional, in the traditional platform that we use, right? But I want to ask about the Hive blockchain. I mean, why specifically do you build for the Hive blockchain? And maybe in the first place, how did you get to know, like before it was still known as Steam? So how did you get into the Hive space?
I first heard about Steam at the time when I was working on Ethereum. There was a project called ZDAO. I don't know if you heard about the DHF on Hive. It's a fund that is used to, so it's a decentralized Hive fund, a fund that is used to fund projects that will promote or develop Hive. And there was something similar on Ethereum at that time, named ZDAO. And it was really interesting, but there was this project was hacked. I think it was the hacker took $40 or $80 million worth of Ethereum. Oh. Yeah. And that was the main reason for the split between Ethereum and Ethereum Classic, because there were people paying code is slow. So if the hacker did it, that's because the code authorized it to do it. And there were other people saying, no, it's not ethical. We should roll back that transaction and get the money back. So there were big debates between, I will say, purists that say, no, we because if we do a rollback, our blockchain is no more immutable.
Yes,
even
exactly.
If it's for the good cause. And what would prevent us to do it again for whatever reason later? Yeah. So that's for the story. And but the DAO was dead, that project, unfortunately. So I was looking for something similar elsewhere. And I heard about Steam. And so I went there. And what's really interesting on, I will say Hive, I prefer, for obvious reasons. What's interesting about our blockchain is that there are three components on top of the blockchain. First, you have a technical layer, I will say, where developers who like to develop apps can play and have fun writing code, writing apps, and so on. That's a technical part. Then you have a financial part, because we have tokens, Hive and HBD are part of our ecosystem. And then there is a social layer, which is very important. That's why we are here today, where people can post, comment, vote, don't vote, interact with each other. And this community on top of the Hive blockchain is really, really important. We gather from the world every year all together. And it's a very important event in the life of our community. So I saw that and I said to myself, wow, that's really interesting, because I really like those three components of the ecosystem. And then I started to develop Hive SQL, because I wanted to know, okay, what's in. And then I think I got hooked and I never left Hive and continued to develop more and more tools, stuff, and so on. That's the story.
How about for the people in the Hive? I mean, I'm not sure if this is correct, but somehow I imagine that because these different blockchains, they have a community supporting them. And I imagine like certain blockchains, certain values that they follow. I mean, for the Hive community, for the Hive blockchain, do you think there are like certain values in them, or I mean, in you, or like in general? I mean, what do you like about the Hive community or the Hive people in general, maybe? Can I ask that question?
Oh, I like to say that Hive is a digital translation of the real world. So there are the same people from all kind of different people. So we see people that like music. We see people that like cooking. We see people that like to travel. We see technical people, people that like finance. And then you will find your niche, whatever you like. You know, it's not only nerds speaking about bits and bytes. it's people from everywhere. And that's so enriching. And then there is something really special. I remember, so the big event when everybody gather, we call it Hive Fest, people coming from all the world. The first event where I went, my first Hive Fest, I remember I often went to events. And you know, you are there with your plate and with your glass and looking around and just asking yourself, what the fuck am I doing here? I know nobody. And there, that was completely different. As soon as I entered the venue of the event, someone came to me and started to talk with me. And from day one, I was with all my friends, people I only knew by their names, their avatar names. But it was so friendly. And I think it's one of the key points of the Hive community. It's that it's a very, very supportive community where you can make friends. I made some of my best friends on the Hive blockchain, in the Hive community. For example, when it was COVID, I had to take care of my assets. And I remember contacting someone and asking him, okay, if something happened to me, can my wife contact you and you will help her to recover my assets and manage with them? So I made very trustable friends from the Hive community. That's one of big key point of and a strength of this community.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. You build like the structure or the structure of the blockchain that promotes like support, I mean freedom, something like that, promoting cooperation between the different creators, between different developers. I think that's what becomes the definition of that certain blockchain. I also want to ask you, Archange, in the first place, how did you come into the blockchain space? I mean, even before, why did you get an interest on the blockchain technology itself, and how did you learn?
Long story. Why was Bitcoin created? It was to enable peer to transact without any third party and to allow people to free themselves from the controls of governments and financial institutions. And at the very beginning, we used to call ourselves crypto anarchists, meaning we were fighting to recover our freedom to be able to transact freely between ourselves. And that's what brings me to the cryptosphere and to the blockchain technology. Because, you know, a blockchain is kind of database where you can put information and you cannot modify it later. So the blockchain is immutable. Therefore, when you write something into a blockchain, you can prove that you did it. And that's a very important aspect. And on top of that, nobody can remove that information from the blockchain. So that was this crypto anarchy spirit that brought me to blockchain and Web3 technology. You know, Web3 has become something very later, because this spirit was there from the very beginning. Even we started to speak about Web3. That's the story.
Yeah. I sort of like the term crypto anarchy. I mean, come to think of it, that's maybe one of the real points of all of this Web3 movement. I mean, if there's an entity, let's say, for example, the government, who can control the truth, I mean, validates the truth, validates the history, it's easy for that entity to maybe revise or change that history. But we need history that's immutable. So maybe one way to do that is to remove that central entity that can maybe manage or control how history is created. We mentioned earlier that you have actually developed multiple applications or multiple projects in the Hive blockchain. So can we know more about these other apps or other tools that you've created? Earlier we've talked about Hive SQL, Hive Buzz, Hive Auth, but you actually have also built other projects. So can we know more about them?
Yeah, I made a few small tools to simplify life of user on Hive. For example, I made a project called AutoClaim. The idea is when you do a post and you get upvotes from user, so you earn tokens, but then you have to manually claim your rewards. I made a tool that automates this. You can also, when you have a lot of Hive power, you can claim tickets to create new account, but you have to do it manually. Same thing, I automated it. When you interact on other front ends, you can earn tokens like from those other platforms. These tokens are on Hive Engine. But the same thing, you have to claim them manually. So I made a small tool, you know, to do it 24 hours, 7 days per week, fully automated. You don't care. You don't have to worry anymore about doing that. I made another tool to help the recovery process, because the recovery process is a bit complicated. And then you need to have someone to help you to recover your account, and this person has to be available. But if you cannot contact your recovery partner, then you are in trouble. So I try to automate that too with a verification to be sure that if someone is asking to recover his account, it's really the owner of the account doing so, because someone else could impersonate him. I made another app which is called Engage. The idea is to improve engagement with other users of the blockchain. Engage is like an inbox, yeah, like your mailbox, where you get all the comments you received from different posts, and then you just have to reply to the comment, and then it's done, it's over, and you move to the next one instead of going here and there, because you put a comment here and someone reply to you, and you put a comment there and you have to check everywhere. This management is centralized. That's the same with your feed. You know, the feed is full of posts, new posts you are interested in from people you follow. But you then have to check regularly which one you read, which one you didn't. And then it can be time consuming. So the idea is to present your feed. And then, like in your inbox, you read, you react, and then you move it or you bookmark it for later. The same thing for when you are mentioned. Did someone talk about me in a post or in a comment? Up, you will see it. You can react to it and then move it away. So it's a time saver. We use it for the Hivebuzz project because there are hundreds of comments and hundreds of replies from user to the Hivebuzz project, and we reply to each of them. So that's a time saver. I think, yeah, I made another last project I presented at Hivefest this year was Xfer. So when you send tokens to an exchange, you have to type the name of the exchange, and you have to type a memo. But there were people creating fake names for exchanges with typos. So if you make typo when you type the name of the exchange, your money doesn't go to the exchange, but to someone else's account, to scammers. And then your funds are lost. So the idea was to, again, create a gateway that will check that the name you use and the memo you use is correct, or can even fill the IS. You transfer your assets to Xfer with a very simple memo like Binance, Then it will forward the fund to your account on Binance with the correct memo. Mm. And if you make a typo, it will refund, if it will move your funds back to you. I made this because I saw someone on the blockchain sending thousands of HBD to an account. It typed Bittrex with a S a la place instead of Bittrex with a X. And he lost thousands of HBD. And each time I need to transfer money to an exchange, I'm scared because yes. I double check, triple check if I didn't put the wrong memo in it. And it happened once to me. So I had to contact the exchange. I had to ask them to resend the fund back. And I had to prove who I am and many questions, and it took time. So once again, it's about security. I wanted to secure the transfer process between, even if it's a friend of you or it's an exchange or anything. And I think that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, that last one's actually a very good solution. I mean, speaking also of how you made the solution, because it's really a problem. It's not just in the Hive blockchain. I mean, I've also experienced that, because I've also experienced transferring money from one wallet to another wallet. And sometimes I have to input not even like a name, but the address. So it's characters and numbers. And I do double check, triple check every number, every character. And I think that solution that you've mentioned is actually a nice way to solve this problem. So there's like somewhere to validate at least the name or the name where the address is connected to, just to ensure that you're sending to the correct one. Because actually, ideally, in the blockchain technicalities, when you actually send something to a certain address, ideally you should not be able to get that back, right? I mean, especially and not unlike if there's like an exchange. So maybe that's, I mean, we're fortunate right now because there are these exchanges, but like technicality, I mean, supposedly you cannot. But anyway, I want to ask about the process of developing these apps. I mean, you also mentioned earlier about the DHF, and actually when I interviewed Brian of London of V2V and Podping earlier, he also mentioned about that. So can we know more about like the process and what motivates you to, I mean, of course, developing projects takes up time, takes up resources. So how is the process of developing projects, especially now that you've actually built a lot?
That's an interesting question because there is a hackathon going on right now with New Delhi University, with a lot of students participating in this hackathon. And we see them coming, oh, I would like to develop on the blockchain, but what should I do? So the first thing to me to develop is to get an idea and to do something around what you know. If you like games, develop a game. If you like finance, develop a finance tool. If you are security-minded, develop security tool. Come with your idea. And then you should ask yourself, why should I use a blockchain? I first talked about authentication. That's the first, I would say, reason to use a blockchain like Hive, because you can create an account which is not an address with numbers and letters. We use really easy to remember names. So that's a very good reason to use the Hive blockchain. You create an account and then you get an identity. A lot of people know me by Archange. They don't know my real name and they don't need to. I'm okay. I'm Archange. I know more and more define myself as Archange, and the same for other user I know. So that's one first reason. And then you can, as I said with iVolve, you can identify yourself on computers with that names everywhere. Then if you need to store information that you want to be either immutable or provable, then store them into the blockchain. For example, if you want to prove that you created a video or a picture, you just take a hash of that picture or that video and you store it in the blockchain. And then you can prove it's your picture, it's your video. Let's say, for example, you want to sell your house. You can create a contract, digitalize it, like making a PDF, and store it into the blockchain. Then you can prove to everybody that the party signs a contract because it's stored in the blockchain and you cannot modify it. It's up to you to find the idea you want. I for example, I had the idea to start my car using Hive.
Oh.
When I get into my car, I have to prove that I'm the owner of the car and that I'm allowed to start it. And with Hive, I can do it. The car could ask, is it Archange sitting in the car? And with my private key, I can sign a transaction showing I'm indeed Archange, or at least I own its keys. And then the car could start. And if I want to borrow or to lend my car to a friend, I could create a transaction into the blockchain saying Jenny can use my car tomorrow, but only tomorrow. And the car could read the blockchain, find the transaction and say, okay, you are Jenny, you are in the car. Okay, you are allowed to drive today, but not tomorrow. And so on. It's limitless.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want with Hive. And it's fast. We have a 3-second transaction. So when we want to do a transaction, 3 seconds later, it's in. Even faster. But we have guaranteed that 3 seconds later, your transaction will be accessible and readable everywhere in the blockchain. So for payments, that's enough.
Yeah. So after having the idea, how do you, or for you, Archange, after you have this idea, how do you get on working on this, and how do you maybe like, do you get compensation or resources for developing these projects?
If you have a good idea, talk with people in the community. As I said before, we have a very supportive community. If you need help, just ask. There are people that are willing to help you. If you have a good idea, just ask. You will find people to help you. And then if you need funds, it's up to you to present your project to the community and to explain to the community which added value for Hive it can bring. And then if it's interesting for the Hive ecosystem as a whole, you may get support, you may get funds to help you to develop your app if the community find it interesting. Or if that's something I prefer, if you already did something interesting and you want to develop it, then you come with a proof of concept. You show them. That's what I did with iVolf. I first started to work on it. And when it was working, I would say beta stage or alpha stage, I came to the community saying, okay, I got this idea. I made this. It's working. It's very rough. No, but it's working. And I would like to finalize this project. So I create a proposal to get funds. It was approved by the community. And so I could continue to develop the project, and that's all you can do. So, yeah, that's one way to do things. Another way is to think to be business-minded. So to develop your business, but by using the Hive blockchain, because it's free, it doesn't cost you anything to use the Hive blockchain. You may need to buy a few Hive to get resource credit to be able to get bandwidth to transact with the blockchain. But once you have them, you are done and transactions are free. So you can build your business on top of the Hive blockchain and then get your money from your business activity. But you don't need to develop you don't need to develop a blockchain by yourself to host it. It's there. It's there available for you from day one. And it's fully decentralized. It's the most decentralized blockchain. One of the most used, I think Starkers say we are in the top four most used blockchain in the world. Use it. Yeah. Do your business, come with your idea and use Hive.
Yeah, and just to add a comment on that, top use, not top market value. So there's actually a difference, but I prefer the most used blockchain. But anyway, I mean, all of these things that you've shared is actually enlightening for me to know how things work in the Hive blockchain. I mean, these are not usually like the things that people hear or that people learn from the news. I mean, the Hive blockchain is actually very dynamic and a lot of things are happening here. And if you're a developer, you can actually make these tools and you can actually, I mean, get compensation from the community, not from a central entity. I think that's what's amazing there. Because when what you do is of value for the people in the community, they themselves will be the one to reward you. So I think it also proves that what you're doing is actually valuable for other people. Can I ask about your opinions on open source development in general? I mean, you've made these projects. Are they open source? Or what do you think about this philosophy in general? Especially because the Hive blockchain is decentralized, so there's and then these projects are also built by a lot of people. So what do you think about that philosophy wherein many developers can contribute, can cooperate into building these things?
Yeah, I really like open source. Most of my projects are open source. Ivo, for example, is open source. The mini tools I made are open source. Some are not. For example, IveSQL is not open source, but it's because IveSQL is more an infrastructure than an application. You know, creating a software that reads a blockchain and puts the information into a database, it's not a big deal. So this project is not open source because there are many, many, many components everywhere and you have to manage security, backups, and so on. So Ivo, for example, I made it open source so everybody can implement Ivo into their apps. It's interesting and it's important because, for example, with Ivo, we are dealing with security. So I created an Ivo mobile app that you install into your app and where you will store your private keys. So you need to audit the app you are installing into your mobile because this app become a central point of security failure, I will say. Or, and if you don't trust me, which is perfect to me, then you can download the code, build it yourself, install it in your mobile if you have the skills to do so. It's always a matter of trust somewhere. There are a lot of people that just want to trust and don't care about security, but they should. Or there are people, I will say, a bit like me. My first move is to not trust, or trust but verify.
Yeah. It's actually for me. I mean, I'm also a believer of decentralization. And now in this conversation, I get to imagine like it's very wonderful if the world. I mean, I'm imagining like a world where, I mean, especially in the software community, people can make things that they like and open source it so that other people, if they find that it's valuable, they can help in building that. So those things that are value actually get more support in terms of development, in terms of like the skills, and also in terms of the resources because of like the way on how these projects are funded, right? I mean, or how you can get compensation for the things that you contribute. So it's actually like a very supportive world, I mean, in that aspect, right? And I think that's what also I'm liking slowly one by one as I interview the founders of Hive, the apps, that people in the Hive blockchain are actually very supportive of each other. They make tools for other people. And basically, these apps directly interact because they actually use things from another and these apps use things from another. And it's like a synergistic effect that these founders in the Hive blockchain, these creators actually help each other, and it's less of a competition, unlike in the world we have right now, maybe in some aspects. So, yeah. Thank you very much, Archange, for this very enlightening conversation. I mean, my mind opened up more. just to end this. Do you have any projects you're planning to make right now? Are there more in your backlog? I mean, do you have like a roadmap on the things that you're planning to do? And maybe if our listeners want to know more about the things that you've made, maybe you can lead them to Hivechain, that app, or to your Discord channel, for example.
Yeah, there is a Discord server, which name is Hivechain app. HiveSQL, the website is hivesql.io. Then you have hivebuzz.me. You have hivevolve.com, xfer.com, engage.hivechain.app. That's the only one which is on hivechain.app. And then I'm on Telegram, I'm on Discord, I'm on Hive. So if you want to contact me, drop me a comment. And if you need help, if you have an idea of business, because you are speaking about startup, if you want to initiate a Web3 project, come and talk with people, share your idea. You will get feedback. You may get help to do so. As you said, with open source, Hive is a very cooperative environment. And if you come with good ideas or with good questions, if you have a constructive approach, you will get help. So do not hesitate. It's a very cooperative and friendly atmosphere. Even if we have some trolls, but
yeah, maybe
we need them to entertain.
to tell our listeners, because actually in the Philippines, for example, I have met a lot of Web3 startup founders. There are actually a lot. Although I know, like, for example, Chris Rice of D-Balls, they reside in the Philippines and they make a Web3 startup. Other startup founders that I know from the Philippines actually use other blockchains. I've heard of some using the Binance Smart Chain because it's cheap. Some use the Polygon network, because I guess because it's popular. I mean, we're also doing these conversations to make more people know about the Hive blockchain, because as far as I've been learning, I think Hive blockchain is really amazing. I mean, in many aspects. So I'm also inviting our Filipino startup founders to try out the Hive blockchain. And yeah, I mean, since we're on the conversation with Arcane, try out the tools of Arcane. So yeah, thank you very much, Arcane, for this conversation. I myself actually learned a lot, and I'm pretty sure our listeners have also learned a lot from this conversation. So thank you so much.
Thank you for inviting me. It was really my pleasure to be here, and thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much to our 34 patrons. This episode is super powered by AskLexPH Academy, our official e-learning partner. Get certifications on Lean Sigma, project management, data science, and many more. Juan CFO, CFO services, bookkeeping and tax and payroll processing for startups and small businesses. Divico Technologies, IT solutions specializing in software development, blockchain smart contracts, digital wallets, decentralized applications, and cybersecurity. Voila, the next evolution of digital trust, privacy-focused, seamless digital experience for sharing identity information across Web2 and Web3 ecosystems. Buzz, Web3 microblogging app promoting freedom of speech and content ownership. Benjoy's Food Products, the home of premium bacon ends, Tapa, and Tocino. And Space Cebu, the biggest branch in the Philippines, global co-working space, meeting rooms, and private offices for startups, digital nomads, and freelancers. Looking for buy and sell online with Sigurado Sellers. NutriCoach, the all-in-one productivity tool for dietitians and nutritionists. And Spotify Team, podcast launch, production, editing, and management company, helping to increase podcasters' efficiency. This episode is powered by Contact, affordable RFID business cards. Uplift Code Camp, Sirius MD, Board Prep, Pareto Consulting, Zales, and Pocketworks. Please support the podcast through the links in the description.